Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Russia is urging the last Ukrainian forces defending the besieged and heavily bombarded port city of Mariupol to surrender. Moscow says its troops have cleared resistance from the entire city, apart from a sprawling steelworks. Speaking through an interpreter, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky accused Russia of deliberately trying to destroy the city and failing to negotiate.
I want to be heard right now. There has not been a single day since the blockade of Mariupol that we have not sought a solution, military or diplomatic, anything to save people. But finding this solution is extremely difficult. So far, there is no 100% valid option. This applies to both military options and the negotiation process.
The mayor of Mariupol estimates that more than 20,000 people have been killed by Russian forces. Meanwhile, Russia has resumed attacks on Kyiv after warning that it had planned to step up its offensive on the capital. At least one person was killed and several others were wounded by a missile strike in the city's outskirts on Saturday. The United States is preparing to produce more oil. As NPR's Brittany Cronin reports, the move could eventually help bring down prices at the gas pump.
Oil prices have surged since Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and that's an incentive for U.S. oil companies to drill more. Drilling permits for new wells in the Permian Basin hit an all-time high in March, according to Rystad Energy. The Permian stretches from Texas to New Mexico, and it's a major production area for the U.S. Typically, about 400 to 500 permits are approved each month, but in March, a whopping 904 permits were awarded. Not every permit will necessarily be drilled, but it is a clear sign of interest by the oil companies. Meanwhile, the number of active U.S. oil and gas rigs has gone up for the fourth week in a row, according to data from oil field service company Baker Hughes. Brittany Cronin, NPR News.
Authorities in South Carolina have arrested a suspect in connection with a shooting at a shopping mall in Columbia on Saturday that injured 14 people. Police Chief Skip Holbrook says the 22-year-old man is expected to be charged with unlawful carrying of a pistol.
We don't believe this was random. I think that's very important in situations like this. We believe that the individuals that were armed knew each other, and there was some type of conflict that occurred that resulted in gunfire.
Holbrook says the suspect was one of three people initially detained by law enforcement. The investigation is continuing. This is NPR News. Crews are working to contain a wildfire in southern New Mexico that's been burning for nearly a week. Authorities have started lifting evacuation orders in some areas. The blaze has destroyed more than 200 homes and burned more than 6,000 acres. Two people have died. As the French presidential campaign heats up between President Emmanuel Macron and far-right leader Marine Le Pen, one issue has surged to the forefront: the Muslim veil. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris.
Marine Le Pen says she wants to ban the hijab from public spaces. She says young girls are often pressured to wear it, and women have to be protected against radical Islam. On Friday, a veiled woman confronted Le Pen on the issue.
Des gens qui ont une vision radicale de l'islam.
French television showed the scene. She told Le Pen it's false that women are pressured to wear the hijab, and she chose to wear it. Muslim head coverings have become especially divisive since the 2015 terrorist attacks. Many French people believe it's a precursor to radicalization. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
South Africa is preparing for more floods after heavy rainfall along the country's east coast today. Thousands of residents are homeless after floods in recent days. Nearly 400 people have been killed. In the coastal city of Durban, homes and businesses have lost power and water services, disrupting operations at one of Africa's busiest ports. The rains are expected to continue until early next week. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News, in Washington.